Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Happy Monday, everybody. It is August the 4th, and we're getting closer to Saints football Sunday. Hit the L.A. Chargers. It'll be a 3 o'clock kickoff right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Going to get right into Bobby's Notebook, brought to you by Rouse's Market, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. Cajun Cannon, we got Jimmy on the line, wants to talk about something we're definitely key to get into right off the bat. So, Jimmy, sound off on what you want to talk about here with this Saints QB competition.
Hey, guys. Yeah, first off, I'm not sure why Southern Miss football was at the camp yesterday. That's a total side note, but yeah, you know, Steve, I wanted to ask Bobby this, and this is why I think Spencer Rattler is going to be QB1 to start the season. You know, Bobby, you have the experience playing in the NFL. You know how important it is. I mean, everybody has talent at this level. It's just a matter of getting an opportunity. Look at Zach Strieff. Look at Marcus Colson, Lance Moore, all the guys we've had in the past
right,
that were low draft picks. They got a chance, and the rest was history. They become Saints Hall of Fame-level players. Spencer Rattler, that extra year of experience he has over Shuck, assuming Hayner's the third string, I think is a big advantage. I wanted to get your take on that. Is my question to you is this, is 1 year – NFL experience, 0-6, granted, Spencer Rattler went 0-6, and I say this again and again to people who complain about that, say, well, Rattler was 0-6, why would you send him out there? Well, if you look at, and Steve, you really got to pull up these offensive linemen, same to you, Charlie, show me the offensive linemen that were in front of him during those six games.
No doubt.
Most of them were Uber drivers. They were Uber drivers, okay? They were right off the street, and my question, I'm going to hang up and listen, is, I think that, and I wanted to double-check with you here, Bobby, one-year experience, I think, is in some ways matters more than quote-unquote talent. I think Kellen Moore hand-picked Tyler Shuck. That's his prom date he picked, right? But I think that experience matters a lot more than being picked by the new regime.
Especially short-term.
Having that extra year.
Well, especially short-term. For instance, who's a quarterback for the Patriots?
Drake May.
Okay, when you consider he was the future immortal quarterback for the Patriots, then Jacoby Brissett, who's now with the Cardinals. He had all the experience.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Jacoby Brissett. So, yeah, Spencer Rattler definitely has that over Tyler Shuck. But still, let me tell you, this is human nature. You know what Spencer Rattler wants to do? Just quarterback a damn game and just win. He just wants to be part. He don't want to go over. He would want to be part of a game because the whole team experience, just to feel that locker room in the post game like with a win. Let's say he might have been fighting his behind off and nothing exceptional, but they won the game. To get that monkey off your back. Now, obviously, you want to play well and the team win. But you know what? Wouldn't Spencer Rattler take right now, I played so-so, but we won versus, I played awesome, but we didn't win.
I believe
and
that,
And I'm
yeah.
still over. I'm just telling from a team's standpoint and the morale and the confidence, because you always want to get off to a fast start, that Spencer Rattler would take that. I think right now Spencer Rattler is the starter. It looks like he have a great opportunity. He wants to beat the Cardinals more than anything. And, you know, Saints fan.
Arizona kid.
Yeah, exactly. He's from Phoenix. And you might think, oh, that really doesn't come into play. In the back of your mind, it does come into play. And he'd be like, boy, a great start. Well, I don't, Bobby, we started out 2-0 last year. Where did that get us? We waxed Carolina. We waxed the Cowgirls.
Well, then an injury piled up.
But wouldn't you rather start fast and start slow? Hello. I'd rather in the month of September, excuse me, I was coughing. I'd rather be 3-1 or 2-2 than 0-4 or 1-3, whatever.
Yeah, I wanted Spencer Rattler to make it hard for Tyler Shough to get in the game.
Yes, and so obviously if you're winning, then you're not going to be replacing the quarterback. But, you know, a lot of Saints fans come up to me, oh, well, the ones that were truly optimistic, oh, we're going to beat the Cardinals. The Cardinals, they're not going anywhere. But don't you think the Cardinals are saying, oh, we're going to be 1-0 against the Saints. We're going to go on the road. We're going to win that game.
Yeah.
And you look up-and-coming Rams, not up-and-coming, but as far as contending for the NFC potentially to overtake the Eagles. Who played the Eagles better than the Rams? Well, you know who the Rams don't want to play? You better pack a lunch every year. It's the freaking Cardinals. Look at the two games they play every year. I mean, it's like a dogfight. So the Saints are going to have to play well to beat the Cardinals. But I would say right now, Spencer Rattler, he just wants the quarterback and be the winning quarterback in a game. And then you take it from there. Now, obviously, if he could play great and they win, that's better. Look, everyone, the Hoodat Nation, we're all ecstatic with Derek Carr. Look at the number. Look what he put up against Carolina and
Dallas.
And Dallas. I mean, so it's how you got to compartmentalize.
Dancing like Michael Jackson.
Yeah, and then I don't know how Christian-like that was, but anyway, you got the moves, you got the moves. But the whole thing is that Spencer Rattler, you have to look at it. You only get so many opportunities in the NFL. This mm-hmm. would be another opportunity that he has. Everyone, you know, whether it's preseason or regular season.
And you're hoping week one we're going to be healthy,
yeah,
so there's no excuse anymore with that.
Right, you're constantly evaluating, or teams are evaluating you and how you want to last in the league, so opportunities. So, you know, he used to look at it last year was last year. I got some experience
there. Valuable playing
time. How you handle adversity and all that. So now you go forward, and you got to take the approach almost, have confidence within yourself when you look in the mirror like, well, you know what? I'm the starter now. I'm going to stay the starter. Mm-hmm. Well, how you stay the starter? You got to win. You win, then we'll worry about Tyler Shough down the road. But I'll win now, and if he's a winning quarterback, then if he's not going to get opportunities with the Saints because they have more invested in the future with Tyler Shough, then you still have a job somewhere. Look at Jacoby Brissett. Again, I bring him up. Look at his resume. And when you have opportunities, do you take advantage of that? That's how you last in the league.
Taking a break here on Sports Talk. When we get back, we're going to get into our interview that Cajun Cannon and I sat down with running back Velus Jones Jr. at training camp practice. A very confident young man. Can't wait to see what he does on Sunday. You'll hear our interview when we get back right here on WWL Saints Radio.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends. And how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Steve Geller, Bobby Hebert, happy to welcome in now Velus Jones Jr. with us. Man, we've been writing a lot about number 13, I feel like, in the notebooks since, you know, OTAs, even going into training camp. You've been very active. How do you feel the camp's been going for you?
I feel like camp has been going really well. You know, just me staying focused, staying consistent, just continuing to learn each and every day. You know, it makes things a lot easier when you have a top running back in the league in your room, so.
So, Velus, how do you feel about, you know, finally tackle football? It looks like at the end of practice they were trying to tackle the running backs. And then, obviously, when you play the Chargers, you have an opportunity to break tackles and really see your running skills come to fruition. Because, you know, we write down, oh, that would have been plus 8 or something. Or, you know, a nice cut, your nice vision. But that's what I think you truly can judge a running back when you're playing tackle football. And I think you're going to bring a lot to the table when that comes about.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I definitely showed some glimpses last preseason with Chicago. And so, I mean, it's a blessing overall. You know, football season is around the corner and definitely excited, you know, just to show what I can do, like what I bring to the table, who I am. And, you know, just take everything one day at a time. The rest will take care of itself.
So, Velus, looking at your career played at University of Tennessee, I guess very similar to Alvin. I don't know if Alvin – I think Alvin's a North Cross Georgia boy. You're from Alabama. Mm-hmm. So what the decision to go to Tennessee? Was it – I'm sure Alabama and Auburn's probably knocking at the door, right? Or
well, I started off at with T. Martin at the University of Southern California.
Oh,
and
okay.
I grad transferred to the University of Tennessee. But, I mean, Tennessee has always been big for me. I want to say Butch Jones.
Yeah, I think that.
He was there. That was Alvin last year. But it was out of Tennessee, Oklahoma, USC. Went to USC. Then I came back to Tennessee. Jeremy Pruitt was my first year. Got a COVID year, and I came back, and that's when Hypo came in. And, yeah, shout out Hypo.
So, Velus, what like you came into the league with the Bears, mm-hmm. and then the transition you were with Carolina, mm-hmm. and now you're with the Saints. How did that all come about? And you know it's all about opportunity and take advantage of those opportunities.
Oh, yeah. I feel like first step is, you know, just keeping God first, knowing, you know, my life is already written. I'm a firm believer in that, being a Christian. And, man, I've just been grateful for the journey. Doing things a lot of people, you know, wish they can do, and just find every positive and learn a lesson from every situation. And I mean, I'm meant to be exactly where I'm at. You know, God knew I was going to be here. He was definitely watching my every footstep. And so, man, it's just been a great journey overall. I can't complain about anything, you know. I'm a saint, and it's a lot of saints and stuff. I watched a lot of the saints growing up, so, I mean, it's just a blessing.
Now, Velus, you know, the more you can do your skill set, I know you have to be comfortable with, you know, in the back shifts out of the backfield and he lines up. But in the slot or, you know, on the end, you can feel like, well, I am a running back now, but I can run receiver routes at a very high level and be successful.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm sure Kellen Moore, he's a real smart guy.
He knows
great, exactly. Great play caller, you know. He'll definitely take care of all of that, but they for sure know can run routes and everything, track the ball. And so I'm pretty sure they're going to be dialing some things up, you know, just taking everything one day at a time.
You mentioned with Coach Moore, a lot of folks call him that offensive genius. What have been your impressions of being in this offensive camp?
It's been fun. It's been fun. It allows you to show a lot of different things, being motioned out, different runs, outside runs, inside runs. I mean, it's a really exciting offense to be in. It's never like a dull moment, any boring moment. You know, a big play can definitely happen at any time, as you can see, with all the explosive plays. And so it's fun. You know, I'm excited every day I come out here. It's definitely a blessing.
Now, Velas, when I see you run, it's not like, to me, a receiver trying to play a running back. You're like a running back to me that could play receiver. And I look at your vision. Is that just your instincts? And when you talk about, am I going to be a receiver or a running back? I could do both. But when you were young, you know, you were growing up, I think that's an instinct. You know, your vision, one, two cuts and hitting and getting it. What made you, or just coaches, like, okay, now we want you to play receiver instead of running back? Because to me, I know you like a stud running back that given opportunity.
Oh, for sure. Like I told you, told them, I was a running back. Running back was my first position in park ball. Growing up, I remember my first touchdown was a play called pro right 28 pitch, little pitch to the right, and I went reverse to the cross field. And I was like, man, like, this is easy. I can do this. And so I played that all the way up until like eighth grade. And, you know, speed runs in the family. Some 4.2s, 4.3s. They knew I had speed. So got moved to receiver, got really good at that. Got to high school, just continued to grow and make plays. And I was the number one receiver in the state. And so my senior year, I actually did running back and receiver in high school because teams were like, they were bracketing me. Yeah, exactly. And so
the coach said we got to get his hands on the ball.
Exactly. So, yeah, I did a lot of jet sweeps and stuff out the backfield in high school my senior year. And so, like, it was I feel like it's all natural because that was my first position growing up. And then when it came to college, when I was playing receiver, basically I can, you know, run routes and everything. But when I got the ball, I turned into a running back. So that's why I feel like, you know, I got a lot of yards after contact at Tennessee when I came out.
Yeah, and as a quarterback, I played former quarterback, and quarterbacks always love that yak, that yards after the catch. Mm-hmm. I remember just dumping it off and be like, go, go, go.
Exciting, huh?
Yeah, exactly. It made me look good. Because you can have a 60-yard touchdown, and, oh, did he throw a bomb there? Or like, no, I threw it 8 yards.
You just see the stats. You just see the stats, right. Like, ooh, exactly. Exactly. So I definitely bring that to the table. So that's going to be really exciting, you feel me? You know, I can separate myself. The more you can do, the better, they say.
Baylor's definitely looking forward to seeing you more, especially coming up in that preseason matchup against the Chargers. Thanks so much for the time.
Well, most definitely. Have a blessing.
Saints running back Velus Jones talking to me in the Cajun Cannon right there. And at the podium session, he challenged basically saying he's the fastest player on this Saints roster. And I think Rashid Shaheed's got something to say about it, even though Velus, he's willing to put up a game check.
Well, he's that confident. That would be must see or pay. I mean, raise money for charity.
Maybe Coach Moore will let us see that the last day of Metairie camp before they go out west.
Yeah, they'd be all worried about. Oh,
I know.
You
hamstrings.
Can't be pulling a hamstring. Well, no, you're running. They both can run. They can pull a hamstring. But no, there's different levels of how your speed and how you judge that. You know, you can how you come out like the first. You can say meters or yards, but like the first 10 meters or 10 yards. Then the 40-yard dash, then a 60-yard dash, 100 meters, 100 yards, then 200. I can remember I played with world-class sprinters. This is not like in the pros. This is in college. Because at Western State University in Louisiana, Natchitoches, they won the 400-meter relay at LSU. They had the NCAA track meet 1981 at LSU, and they won the relay. They were national champs. and they all play football. So I remember Duper ran the last leg. Delaney was the third leg, where Delaney could beat Duper in a 40-yard dash, but not in a 60, 100, or 200.
Right.
So Duper actually got faster. You know, so what kind of race are you running? Like out the gates, like the first 10 yards or the first 40 or 60? But I'd say football runs, 100, that's not realistic, or 200. But like, I'd say a good judge, you could see who's winning the first 10 yards, then who's winning after 40 yards and 60. Then you'd really see a football fast, who is the fastest. I don't know, Jones Jr., I know Rasheed can hit it and get it, but I would be intrigued to watch that
race.
He
was confident, like I said, putting up that game check. We're going to take a break real quick right now, Cannon. When we get back, we'll go around the NFC South. First up, checking in on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers right after this on WWL Saints Radio.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Beginning our trip around the NFC South here on WWL Saints Radio, checking in on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with their sideline reporter, TJ Reeves. Thanks so much for the time. How you been doing, TJ?
We are all good. It's about to be that time, is it not, boys? Bobby, you don't miss this, do you? You don't miss this.
I don't miss getting beat up. I like this time of the year, even though it's like jungle hot in New Orleans for training camp. Reminds me of 1985 in Hammond, Louisiana at Southeastern. It was like where you're just trying to survive practice. I'm not hitting anyone, but losing like 15 pounds. And then they had two-a-days, and you're doing that like twice a day. Then it was like, no, this is like a job. I didn't really like football, but, you know, I thought, well, this is a great way to make a living. But now when you look at it, I think with the new CBA and all that, shame on the players if they don't look forward to training camp. You practice one a day. I always say this, no matter what inclement weather you're dealing with, you can do anything. And like you look at a game like 3 or 4 hours, whatever, come on. So and right now everyone's chasing the Bucks and where they're at. And it wasn't that long ago we were kind of in the Bucks situation where we were winning a bunch of NFC South titles, but it looks like Tampa's still that team.
Yeah, so far there is an air of confidence, and you know how this goes. There's a culture of winning right now. There's an expectation. There's veteran players that have won. There's numerous players still on this team like Mike Evans and Lavonte David, Vita Vea, Tristan Wirfs, the left tackle, that have all won a Super Bowl. And they set the culture, Bobby, as you know, and set the tone. And they're a confident bunch. They have another new offensive coordinator. What else is new?
Right.
This is the fourth year in a row that they're dealing with a different offensive play caller here. For Baker Mayfield, believe it or not, Bobby, this is the eighth consecutive different offensive coordinator.
Wow.
Going back to Cleveland and then Carolina / the Rams and now to the Buccaneers for 3 years. 8 years in a row he's not had the same guy. So it is a little different for him, but there'll be a lot of similarities to the offense they had a year ago. And I know you want to get into some of those players and some of that stuff, but yeah, it's all starting to crank back up here, and there's a big expectation right now for the Buccaneers.
You know, TJ, you look at any fan base, I don't know, do you truly embrace the coach, or you just said, you don't give him enough credit, or, you know, you give him a lot of credit, but where is Todd Bowles at? Because I'm looking at Todd Bowles. And the Bucs have won 3 consecutive division titles under Bowles, which is as many as John Gruden won in 7 years in Tampa, and as many as Tony Dungy and John McKay won combined. So is anybody, the Bucs fan base, are they showing any love to Todd Bowles, or are they just like putting up with it? Because I don't think Todd Bowles gets enough credit.
That's a great point that you make, the success that he's had. And I'll tell you what the true litmus test is, guys. The season, you know, his first year without Tom Brady, 2 years ago at this time, July of 2023, everybody, maybe not Bobby Hebert, but everybody else was saying this is going to be a horrific season. Tom Brady's gone. Todd Bowles can't coach. Your salary cap strapped, which they were. So everybody's saying 3-14, you know, 17-game schedule. Everybody's saying dead last. Todd Bowles is getting fired. Baker Mayfield can't play. That's the reason why 3 teams don't want him. And lo and behold, this team played incredibly hard for him at the end of the year. Won a close last-second touchdown drive game in Atlanta. Went to Green Bay, where the franchise has never won before in December or later, and won a December game at Green Bay that they had to have. Came back home, blew out Jacksonville, clinched the South, won a playoff game with the Eagles. And Todd Bowles is standing around going, any questions? Any questions on whether they believe? And it was similar a year ago where they were struggling going into the bye week, but they put together 3 or 4 wins at the end of the year, one of them at L.A. against the Chargers that they won. They won, obviously, the final game of the year. You don't want to hear this against the Saints. It was not easy. But they won that game and clinched the South and clinched another home playoff game. So to answer your question, there is a lot of belief in what Todd Bowles has been able to do on his own without Tom Brady as the head coach the last couple of years. And I think he relishes this right now because his team has shown when the chips are down late in the year, we can win football games.
Now, TJ, now I know he gets credit, that being the general manager and Jason Licht. Like when you look at the later round draft choices, the bargain free agents, he gets, a well-deserved extension. So, you know, he's gotten the credit as far as building this team. But are they taking the approach that wanting to get off to a fast start? What I mean by that, I'm looking at the Bucs. They've gotten off to shaky starts, but then when it really matters, they've gone 13-5 in December and January during the past 3 regular seasons.
Yeah, they've had to do well at the end. Well, where light has struck over and over again is with the middle round draft picks. You can go all the way back to Chris Godwin, who I know he got hurt during last season, but he's been a tremendous Pro Bowl caliber receiver that they got in the 3rd round. And you look last year, I mean, nobody had Bucky Irving on their radar to be an impact running back in the NFL, or else he would have gone before the 4th round. But he was there for the Buccaneers. They took him. Tremendous job from him in his rookie season. Over and over again, they have hit on guys with later round draft picks, not just the guys up in the 1st and the 2nd round. Yaya Diaby, the pass rusher from Louisville. Again, nobody clamoring to take that guy in the first couple of rounds of the draft, but he ends up making a huge impact his rookie year 2 years ago. Was hurt a little bit last year, but that guy has a high motor, very motivated. Guys, you want to know why he wears number 0, Yaya Diaby? Because he was a 0-star recruit, literally,
Whoa.
Coming out of high school.
a kid that that grew up in Africa, came to the United States as a middle schooler, you know, learned the game of football as a middle schooler and a high schooler. No one recruited him. He went to a military academy in Georgia as a high school, zero-star recruit. He ends up going to Louisville and is an all-ACC second-team pass rusher and ends up getting drafted and now starts in the NFL. So he has worn it as a chip on his shoulder, really, for his time in the NFL to put a zero on his jersey. I was a zero star, and look at what I've made myself into. And just one other thing, he now has help from a veteran pass rusher in Hassan Reddick, the former Philadelphia Eagle, had all the problems last year with a holdout during the year with the Jets. But Hassan Reddick's on a one-year deal with the Buccaneers. If he's got anything left, guys, to be a 10-12 sack guy, Hassan Reddick,
yep,
Ian Diaby will wreak some havoc in the South right now for the Buccaneers.
Well, TJ, talking about causing a lot of chaos, especially in opposing secondaries, and you brought up Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. I think that's one of the reasons. And you look at Evans, he joined the Buccaneers in 2014, had high expectations, seventh overall pick, so he's lived up to those expectations. But I think because of Mike Evans and Chris Godwin was a big reason why Tom Brady chose Tampa Bay.
Yes.
I truly believe in 2020. We look, oh, you know, who am I throwing to? And then, you know, the rest is history. But looking at Mike Evans, it's hard to. That means you being reliable and you coming, you packing a lunch, you're always available most of the time. Look, he missed three games last season due to injury, and he didn't reach the 1,000-yard mark. It was against the Saints until he caught with a 9-yard pass on the final play of that 27-19 victory over New Orleans. And that secured the fourth straight NFC South title. But looking at this, and I think old school like Jerry Rice. Oh, I remember that cat. And look at Mike Evans, the only player in NFL history to start his career. This is hard to do, folks. With 11 consecutive 1,000-yard receiving,
yep,
seasons. And only Jerry Rice had that many at that point. Now he's aiming for 12 in a row this year. As the Bucs are celebrating, because that's always big, like 50 years of Buccaneers football, or whenever you hit United States, 250 years old, whenever you hit those benchmarks, you always celebrate it. So along with the Bucs being 50 years and celebrating that, I don't know why Mike Evans couldn't have 12 in a row years with at least 1,000 yards.
Well, and he is a future Hall of Famer. I mean, the guy's got a tremendous work ethic. He's in great shape again, looking at him in camp. And wants to win. I mean, the reason he is still hanging in there, the reason that Lavonte David, who you didn't ask me about, who's another future Hall of Famer, is going for a 14th season this year, is they want another ring. There's no mystery about that. They've talked openly about that. And Evan's a great leader, too, in that room with the younger receivers. Jalen McMillan, the rookie last year, really developed, and he credits Mike Evans for being such a pro and a detail-oriented guy. On and on. And now the Buccaneers have drafted an Ohio State wide receiver in the opening round named Emeka Abuka. And Abuka looks like the real deal. What do we know? We're watching him in a training camp where you're not going full speed, you're not getting hit. But Abuka runs great routes, big. I mean, he's going to contribute as well, but he's going to learn a lot from Mike Evans. That's where the culture comes in. That's where the culture of winning and success and how you take care of your body throughout a season, throughout an off season, throughout a season has come through for Evans and for the Bucs.
Well, TJ, you know why I think the Bucs are so confident also? Because you look at the NFC. It used to be, I remember the NFC East was the NFC least, but not so much anymore considering where the Eagles are at. And you look at the Commanders. I'm not even going to count the Cowgirls and then the sorry Giants. But then you look at the NFC South, which has turned into the NFC South if you're not a Tampa Bay Bucs fan. And this caught my attention. I'm looking at how desperate the teams are in the NFC South. The Falcons and Panthers, they've each suffered, through seven consecutive losing seasons, while the Saints, since Sean Payton departed the sidelines, we're 21-30. So I think that's one reason why the Bucs and maybe their fan base are so confident. Because what has those teams, what have you done for them lately? Not so much.
That's right, especially in the Saints case. And look, I mean, we know what the reality is. You got a first-year coach. You got a young team. Who knows? I think the team in this division that could be more dangerous than Atlanta getting the attention is Carolina. I mean, Dave Canales was here for 1 year as the offensive coordinator. They started last year and looked, you know, horrible at the beginning of the year. But look how that team came on in the final six, seven games, playing close, winning. Really should have beaten the Buccaneers in the overtime loss at home, and that would have really basically ruined Tampa Bay's chances to win the South and would have gotten Atlanta in there instead. But the Bucs had a great comeback late. But I think Carolina, Canales with Bryce Young, with some skill players around him, they may be ready to be like around a 500 team. I don't know that they're ready to win the division, but it's going to be interesting for all the talk about the Buccaneers battling Atlanta that Carolina may have a say-so. And interesting on the Bucs' schedule, they don't play the Panthers until the very end, playing them twice in the final 3 weeks of the season. So if Carolina is improved, that's interesting that those games loom at the very tail end of the year.
TJ, definitely appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Hey, great to be with you guys. Football is back. Have me back on later in the year.
All right, TJ.
Peace, Bobby Hebert. See ya.
All right.
No doubt about it. TJ Reeves, the Buccaneers sideline reporter, joining us there. We'll definitely be checking in with him throughout the season as the Saints have two of those matchups during the year against those hated Buccaneers.
Well, I had to eat crow on this. I thought Baker Mayfield, I said, I don't know, he's kind of weird and he does too many commercials before he actually did something. And then he's living in the stadium in Cleveland. I know I'm joking about that. But then Carolina, he wasn't all that. Then you look at the Rams, played a couple of games. All of a sudden, he goes to Tampa. Baker Mayfield is the top 10 quarterback. I'm not saying top five, but like 9 or 10 around there. Baker Mayfield's been a stud. And I don't know, I kind of look at that swagger. Then when he took the Oklahoma flag and put it right in the middle of the Horseshoe Stadium at Ohio State. And that's kind of ballsy to do that. But Baker Mayfield, I tell you what, I got to give him a lot of credit because I didn't think he'd be turning around like he has.
Taking a break here on Sports Talk. We'll get back with even more right after this. Stay tuned on WWL Saints Radio. Wrapping up this hour of Sports Talk, we just talked to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers sideline reporter. Next hour, our trip around the NFC South continues. The Orlando Ledbetter, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, joins us after the top of the hour news break. Then at 7:30, Anisha Roth, the voice of the Carolina Panthers, will stop by. Also going to ask him about Coach Kellen Moore, who he covered when he was playing high school ball. Interesting stuff there. Stay tuned for more Sports Talk right after this on WWL.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.